You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
Early Word brought to you by The Daily Memphian, and I'm Natalie Van Gundy. Good morning, Memphis. It's Monday, July 7th. And as you no doubt heard last week, Elon Musk's XAI got its permit to run 15 natural gas turbines as backup power for its Southwest Memphis supercomputer. That permit will allow XAI to emit more than 87 tons of nitrogen oxides per year, making it the 11th largest emitter of nitrogen oxides in Shelby County. You might be surprised at who's number one, by the way. Since XAI is next to Valero and a Tennessee Valley Authority plant, also, both major polluters, the people who live near the facilities are especially concerned. The Daily Memphian Samuel Hardiman looks into the issue of pollution in South Memphis. Memphis Shelby County Schools could lose $17 million in federal funds as part of nearly $7 billion that President Donald Trump's administration has proposed eliminating from school districts across the country. Some of that money at MSCS funds teacher development and translators that help students learn English. Congress hasn't yet voted on withdrawing the funds, but the money is currently under a review that claims the funds were grossly misused to subsidize a radical left-wing agenda. Last week, the Memphis Police Department reported that crime is trending down at a higher rate through the first half of this year than it did through the first half of 2024, but the reported numbers were percentage declines, and unless you're a math nerd, that probably doesn't tell you much. So, our team at Daily Memphian dove into actual numbers for homicides, aggravated assault, motor vehicle theft, robbery, and more. You can see the year-to-date comparison for the past 6 years in handy charts at dailymemphian.com. The Youth Villages Switch program is putting a dent in juvenile crime. The program offers therapy, educational and employment support, and connections to other resources to young people with legal issues. And a new study from the University of Memphis shows how well it's working. After enrollment in Switch, the number of minors who had at least one delinquency or criminal charge fell from 165 people to just 35. We can say goodbye to those flashy J. Huff reverse dunks. The team traded Huff to the Indiana Pacers on Saturday, a move that opened up space for the Grizzlies to sign center Jock Landale. He's expected to play a big role as big man Zach Edey recovers from surgery. And in other Grizz news, the Summer League team got some sweet playoff revenge in the Salt Lake City Summer League opener against the Oklahoma City Thunder. The team cruised to a 92-80 point victory, thanks in part to Jalen Wells and Gigi Jackson. Find more on these stories and others at dailymemphian.com.
And all right, Prince Mongo.
Prince Mongo, I think he's coming in later.
Is he coming in? Is he going to do a little guest shot on the show this morning?
He's got a I think a 3-hour block of Zambodian folk music.
Now, what's the main instrument they use on Zambodia?
The Hambalat Hansensundwund.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's hard to pronounce.
I wasn't sure, but I think that's what I thought. All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. You're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR. My name is Willie Bearden, and today my co-DJ is...
Jim Spake.
Yes, right here.
James Lamar Spake.
Right here live in the studio. And we just been talking about what we were going to do, and Jim has.
And now we're going to do it.
We're going to do it. We're going to light this candle, or this fuse,
or this bottle rocket.
This bottle rocket, yes.
That will land in someone's dry grass and set their house on fire. You fireworks freaks!
We don't need that.
Scaring my little dog.
I know it.
Sorry.
Oh, I don't like that.
I felt the need to rant.
Well, that's okay. That's okay.
That's all the ranting I'll be doing.
That's right. Yeah, this is kind of talk radio.
Yeah.
We can do it. So, Jim, these are songs that move you somehow.
They are.
Can you tell me about these?
I can. I decided that it's so hard to pick 10 songs. I mean, my God, that's become a trope down here. Oh, it was so hard picking 10 songs. Because it is. I'm a music guy. I'm a musician.
Yeah.
You know, I've been tricking people for money for 50 years playing music. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
And anyway, but music is my life, Willie.
I know it
is. And so all songs move me.
Yeah.
Music moves me. But So this, I said, man, I got to get those songs together for Willie because I'm going down there tomorrow. Okay, what can I, I know. And it starts kind of with one song. And these are songs that moved me when I was learning to play music, okay? And so these are mostly, I think, all like teenager gym songs. And they still move me. They have to fall into both categories. I still have to find something in them.
Yeah.
And most songs that I was a freak about early on, if I haven't thought about them in 30 years, but I get them out and I go, oh, yeah.
Yeah, you still get that.
I remember why I bought that single.
There's that nugget in there, man. that does something good for you.
It's kind of amazing.
Yeah. So this first song is a purely Memphis song.
Oh, yeah, okay. And I'll tell you about this song just for a second. Is it Otis Redding? Okay, so I went to music school for a year, and I was up there, and it was like arranging class. And you know, they play you examples, and they show you on the overhead projector.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they've like scored it out, and they show you what's going on. You know, it'd be like, I guess, jazzy stuff or pop stuff or whatever. And one day it was this song, and I'm up in Boston, Massachusetts, and I'm in the room full of people I don't really know, and they put this song on as an example of a freaking great arrangement.
Yeah.
And it's all scored out on there and up on the screen, and I got a little teary-eyed, man. I'm telling you, because this was 1976, and it was before everybody knew about Stax. Yeah. You know, and I mean, obviously people knew about Stax, but Stax was already over then, and it hadn't been rediscovered. So put that on, man.
It should be played.
You might have to run it back to the beginning if it's already started, though.
Yeah, well, it has. Something is not... Hang on.
Have you done this before?
Yeah, I actually have done this before, but...
Computer? Is it in computer, or what about...
It's on... Yeah, aux. It is computer.
Hey, everybody, I do a show down here, too, on Thursday afternoons, and so... I know what I'm talking about when I'm talking to Willie about the board or the knobs and the sliders. No, I don't really know much about knobs and sliders, but you think you got it to go now?
Well, it says it's playing, but it's not.
Oh, it's playing.
Yeah,
I can see that it's playing.
Yeah, it's not coming up here. Hang on. Why would it not?
Hmm.
Shelby, help. Shelby.
So a man walks into a bar. It says, ow!
And, okay. Yeah, I don't
just
know.
Just push all them things up. Push all the red buttons.
I don't know.
Push everything up.
Well, okay. And, you know, all right, let's see. That's not that one.
What if we held our phone up to the microphone?
I don't know if that would work either. What am I? Yeah, what are we doing here?
Oh, he's figured it out.
Have I?
No, I thought you did. I thought that was the sound of aha.
No, that was not the sound of aha.
Well, I'm thinking of something. Hold on.
Okay, yeah, come over here and see if Jim's going to...
You're still troubleshooting.
Yeah, I'm trying to troubleshoot.
This is what I call radio, man.
Yeah, okay, so we've got... it's sitting there. We've got the this and that.
There's another possibility out from this machine here.
Okay.
Shelby.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
JB.
Okay, let's see. Okay, and it's definitely not any of the CDs, right? And
this has happened before once. I remember.
Okay. Well, Jim, we just may have to sit here and hum these songs.
Well, we can do that
as we go along here. Tell you what, hang on a second. Does that go somewhere? Yeah, okay. Let me kind of turn that. There's nothing like that. Yeah, right. I don't know where that is. Folks, I'm so sorry. We are trying to get all this working here. And Mr. Spake, of course.
So this farmer went to
this is his job. All right, tell you what, we're gonna put the wide orbit up just so you can listen to some music while we're trying to get this work out, okay? So here we go.
Hey Memphis, this is DJ Ben Murray, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, the station with the city soul.
Rob Junglis, Getting Serious. Rob, man, he's a great songwriter.
Man, he is. I tell you what, he just came out with a new record, too.
Oh, really?
Yes. And I forget the name of it, but it's really good. I don't buy a lot off like Bandcamp stuff, but I bought that record.
Oh, man.
It's really good. What a great, boy.
And he sounds so serious when he's singing, man. He is an emotional cat. On stage and on record. Hey, Willie told me where to find an adapter, blah, blah, blah. Technical. You don't want to hear it. But hey, guess what? We're going to get to some of this music.
Yes.
In a second.
And I am...
Hang on. Dialing it in.
Okay, yeah, I'm trying to dial it in. Hang on. Let me go back and find Jim's list. Okay.
There we go.
So... Here's where we were going to start. folks, when last you heard what was going on,
if you just tuned in,
young Jim Spake is sitting in a classroom.
Yeah, I'm sitting in a classroom in Boston, and I got kind of emotional thinking about my hometown that they were using as an example to these rich guitar playing smart ass people who were going to this music school, but they were using some Memphis music as an example, and I thought it was cool. Now play it before I have a stroke over here.
All right, here we go.
He's got it. You got to push the red button for aux. There you go. Goodbye.
Okay, just what?
We're going to go back to some music.
Here we go.
Rob, are you still there?
It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her grief and care, yeah, yeah, yeah. But the soft words, they are spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier. But it's all so easy if you got a
Yes, we're
anyway,
back.
They played that in the classroom, and it's like, I'm like, hey, that's my town. That's my city I come from. And it was emotional, to say the least.
I bet it was. I mean, it's certainly one of the greatest songs ever recorded. I mean, it talk about having the feel.
Yeah, man.
You know,
good
and,
Lord.
And building
well,
that.
The way, and the they were made a big deal out of the way it starts real slow, and then Al Jackson comes in with those quarter notes on the on the rim, and it takes off from there.
Yeah.
Oh God, it's
you
just
know,
incredible.
Just that offbeat.
And you know, I always thought until I don't know several years after that that was just an Otis Redding song.
Yeah.
But it's an old
That's
song.
Right.
It's like from the 40s.
That's right. It's like a big band kind of song. Yeah.
You know, so I even have a recording of Jack Webb reciting it.
Uh-oh.
With a great...
Maybe
I'll play that Thursday.
I think that sounds like a good idea. Okay, folks, we would like to say sorry for...
Oh, we're these things happen.
These things happen. This is technology stuff.
But we had
going on.
One of the bees come in and help us. There's Shell B, there's JB, there's Rob B.
Oh,
and Robbie happened on in and fixed it.
Robbie saved our bacon this morning.
I do love bacon.
we appreciate that. All right, we're going to continue, Jim. How about we do? Oh, can I pick one?
Yeah, man.
All right,
yeah.
Hang on. Let me get back to where we
pick a
were.
Short one.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Oh, here's a really good one. This is one of my favorite songs. And then we can talk about this when we come back. Here we go.
All right.
Make me laugh, 'cause you're right.
Phoebe Snow, I bet I played that the last time I was up here, but still.
Hey, you know what? Yeah, song's a good song.
And that whole record really did move me when I was probably a junior in high school, maybe a senior. But when she came to Lafayette's, and I guess 74, 75, on the strength of that record, her first album on her own, we all went to see her, you know, because we were... Us jazz kids at the high school, we liked that record a lot, and she was great, man. I mean, and that's Zoot Sims on saxophone. You know, back then they always listed who all played on every track, and he was a guy. He was like an old school. They used to call him foo-foo tenor players.
Oh, really?
You know, he was like, he was in Woody Herman's band after, you know, like around Stan Getz and Jimmy Giuffre and all these guys. So he was like a hipster guy who somebody called to go into the studio and just played on that and went home and had a scotch and soda.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's like Wayne Shorter playing on the Steely Dan stuff, right? Yeah,
right. And Joni Mitchell. And I thought about bringing some of that stuff in, too.
Yes, good stuff. Hey, how about this? How about some Leon Russell?
I love the Leon Russell, and this is a kind of an autobiographical song that after I read the Leon Russell book, you know, I got more info on. But, and this probably has Jimmy Gordon on drums. Jim Gordon, who, had such a terrible life of... schizophrenia. But anyway, love Leon Russell. This is from his second album under his own name only, and Leon Russell and the Shelter People.
Here we go.
My love is so much better, yes it is.
Yes. Going back to Tulsa one more time.
Leon. Yeah, man.
Man, that, what do you, is that like kind of honky tonk playing?
Well, that's his background. I mean, I think he played in church or played church music, so he knew church music, yeah. But I think he preferred like black church music.
Right.
So he kind of did what he wanted to as a kid. He would, you know, and went out and kind of did, hey, y'all like Jerry Lee Lewis, don't you? Watch this. You
know,
he
yeah,
could
yeah.
do all that stuff.
Sure.
Plus, he was into the gospel, very black sounds, and just incorporated that. Then he went to Hollywood to chase his dreams or whatever the record says, and he became like an A-list Wrecking Crew keyboard fool, man.
Right.
And he could also... It was darn good on guitar. That was might have been him on guitar. I don't
yeah.
know if that was Don Preston or him. But he kept in touch with his Oklahoma roots and got some of those people to come out there. J.J. Cale and David Gates and sort of met up with his Oklahoma and then, Texas people. And had a Memphis connection with Don Nix and
right, yeah.
Ardent Studios. And
wow. I tell you what, he was like as hot as anybody you could imagine.
Oh, man.
In the early 70s. I mean, he sold out the Coliseum.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I mean,
and produced Dylan Watching the River Flow.
Right.
And he just was a dynamo for about 4 or 5 years there. Mad Dogs and Englishmen, did we say that?
Yeah.
And he was that show.
Yeah.
And but he got, before he became like the rock star, he got sick of being the cog in the machinery of the star-making machinery
yeah.
behind the popular song. I mean, he wrote and played on everybody from Gary Lewis and the Playboys to
right.
whatever. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they made Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
Oh, yeah, sure.
They really did.
But we could talk about him all day.
That's right. Okay. How about next we go with,
can stick with the more poppy stuff, if you want, since
okay.
we're kind of limited on time. I don't know if yeah. how much pop stuff I have in there.
Well, you want to do Sly and the Family Stone?
Oh, hell yeah, man.
Okay.
I bought this single, and I was fascinated by the way they spelled out, thank you for letting me be myself again.
Right.
They spelled it out funny. And but I, of course, heard it on the radio. Had to buy the single. And I don't know. I can't say it's an influence on me necessarily, but it's just, God, listen to it for yourself.
Yeah, good stuff. Here we go.
Start shaking.
right. Thank you, Sly, for letting us be ourselves again.
That's right, man.
Okay.
It's just funky all
that
the time.
That was a good one, man.
Yes.
All right, Jim.
Hey,
folks. Let me introduce my guest this morning.
Yeah. I'm somebody.
Jim Spake, who does a show on Thursday afternoons.
Two to four.
He has a two-hour slot.
Don't miss it if you can.
I don't know. I don't know what you have to
listen,
do to get a two-hour
slot. You wouldn't
slot.
Believe what I had to do to get 2 hours.
Really? Oh, man.
No, I don't know. I don't know why more people don't have 2 hours. I mean, yeah. I'm sorry. if anybody wants my other hour, they can have it, I guess.
You know? You don't say that because people would be trying to get your other hour.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. All right. Folks, you're listening to a show called Songs That Move You on WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee, and looks like it's going to be a hot one out there, boys and girls.
I believe that.
Be cool. Okay, and so Jim's with me this morning. These are his picks on songs that move him somehow. We've talked about when he was sitting in the classroom up in Boston. That's a very moving story.
Well, thank you, man.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay, so what do we got next, Jim? What else moves you?
Let's play Andre Williams, if you got him.
I got Andre Williams.
I can't really...
Yeah.
I'll just tell you. I spent some time in about the eighth or ninth grade listening to WLOK for some reason.
Okay, yeah.
And this song came on. I probably heard it twice, but I never forgot it, and I could hear it in my head later if I wanted to.
Yeah.
I mean, I just knew the groove, and I could hear him going... what he says in there. And then like years, I had no idea who the artist was.
Yeah.
And years later, Ben Vaughn made me a mixtape or something.
Ben Vaughn.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're old pals.
Okay.
And he had an Andre Williams cut on there. And I said, this guy sounds like the guy who did Cadillac Jack. He goes, oh yeah, that was him. And I go, wow. Cause you know, it was 20 or more years later, and here. So anyway, I found Cadillac Jack.
All right, here we go.
It's pretty cool too.
On the south side of Chicago lived a guy named Jack. Dream it was to someday own a Cadillac. He gambled for his money. The first thing you know, up pop Jack in a brand new Eldorado. It didn't matter. He had no place to stay. He slept in his car at night and he drove all day. Hustling for a living, he could really shoot pool. And didn't think it was necessary stay in school. A long white Cadillac was his claim to fame, and every year he bought a new one to keep up his name.
What's the dude's name?
Cadillac Jack. Show was a man. Life was good to Jack, and he thought he had it made. Till he started fooling around with another fella's babe. Jack had a way with women and he couldn't understand why this girl refused him to stay with her man. Jack said, now listen, baby, and grabbed her by the arm, cause he just had to show her how good he could charm. With no word of warning came a bust of light as Jack made his final mistake that night. Talking real loud, drawing a crowd, you knew his name really made him proud.
What's the dude's name?
Cadillac Jack. Sure was a man. Now Jack was a legend on our side of town. Too bad the girl's boyfriend shot him down. A few days later, Jack was flat on his back, getting his last ride in a long, long, black Cadillac. That was Cadillac Jack.
All right, Cadillac Jack.
That's one of one of Andre's more commercial releases. You know, it's like very playable on the radio. Good groove and probably 1970, 69 or 70. Yeah. But I don't know, I heard it like twice when I was a kid and I was crazy about it. And I don't know why I didn't try to, maybe I did try to find the record, but I didn't probably go to Boss Ugly Bob's.
Yeah, right.
Or Home of the Blues to look for it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Boss Ugly Bob's had a good collection of stuff, man. I used to go in there from time to time, and he had everything, and he knew where everything was.
Yeah.
Those record store guys know that, right?
They sure do,
yeah,
man.
That's right. Speaking of record store guys, David's coming up next.
Stick around. Man. That's right.
Stick around for the new Soft Shoe Show coming up right after this in about... 13 minutes.
Well, let's get some more songs on.
All right, what do you say? Jim Spake is my guest this morning, and Jim does a show on this very station on Thursdays from 2 to 4. Tune in.
Let's jump in on Biff Rose.
Oh, man,
Biff Rose is an artist that I also learned about from my brother's record collection.
Yeah.
And when Biff came to, and I kind of knew some of his stuff, when he came to Memphis State to play in the University Ballroom, I think my brother's date canceled on him, or he couldn't get a date or something. So he asked his kid brother, Jim, if he wanted to go to hear Biff Rose.
That was so nice. But it was your brother is nice.
Well, he can be nice.
Yeah.
He was nice on your show.
Yeah, he was
just kind of grumpy.
He needs to come back.
We're all grumpy. All the Spake siblings are kind of grumpy about stuff. He should come back.
Yes.
He had great picks. But anyway, went to hear Biff Rose. Then, for some reason, John Scott had him on FM 100 after the show.
Yeah.
And I recorded that off the radio.
Yeah.
But this was just, I learned so much about, you know, hippie culture and pop culture from Biff Rose. And also just... I don't know, but this is one song from his Children of Light record that I dug.
Here we go.
Now I'm making personal appearances, and I'm talking first before I play, because I play the piano on the record. This is it. It's my lady. Gotta treat her real right. A lot of people come up here and put drinks on her head, and I see some, you know, put cigarettes out on the keys. You ain't supposed to do that to a lady. Right? You got to treat a lady with love, man. They tear wood off of her and everything. Splinters, poor chick. You know, ladies that work in nightclubs are prostitutes. I mean, lady pianos, you know. They really treat them rough. They don't have any respect for them, you know. But I do. I like to rap about it a little bit, because if you talk about it in a good way, you know, it picks up the vibrations, the piano does. Because, you know, it's doing its thing to the best of its ability. And if I pay some attention to it and really dig it, who knows, man? It'll, you know, be destroyed in time, and it'll all die and go away, but it'll come back somehow, because the energy's never lost. And that'll be good. I can see it now, man, 20 years hence, or 15, or who knows when, some beautiful chick come up to me and say, "You remember me?"
The civil rights movement is for people who are brown. This movement is for people who are red. There's some whites hanging around. The Vietnamese are yellow, so it said, and I got the blues. I got those colored blind blues. Black power, white power, green power, purple. Thanks a lot. At the end of the rainbow, I just know there's pot. And I hear it's gold.
Oh, you rock. If you only knew I was really a narc. And this is the way we work nowadays. We disguise ourselves as entertainers and just dig you. I'm gonna bust this damn audience.
We're gonna travel in space, regardless of any race. We're gonna run into some intelligent life out there that's got 15,000 colors in his face. And but I got those colored blind blues. Oh, yeah. If the red, white, and blue sometimes get you down, let's change it to the red, white, and brown.
All right, there we go. Yeah, Biff Rose.
Okay, that wasn't
that
too
was
long.
One. No, that was.
It was kind of a, you know, a comedic song, I guess. But he had some very tender songs, and but also just some silly songs. And as we were saying, he wrote "Fill Your Heart," which Bowie covered and completely covered the arrangement exactly.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that Bowie also covered "Buzz the Fuzz," which was on the Biff's previous album, "The Thorn in Mrs. Rose's Side." But anyway, it's like Biff Rose is one of those guys, you either know about him or you don't. And if you do know about him, there's something you like if you go far enough. And then you have to buy every record you see of his in the thrift store.
Which you've done.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, I don't have them all, but, you know.
All right.
Then he went kind of crazy.
Oh, he did. Well,
yeah, he's dead now, but he was big on the internet, and he was like, I guess, just trying to make a splash. So many people found him racist and anti-Semitic, but really? I think he was like a stream of consciousness guy, and maybe just took too much acid, man.
Well,
you know, I don't know.
That happened. That definitely happened.
Who's next?
Okay, I was thinking about Stan Getz.
Well, this Stan Getz song has recently just been poking into my head so much that it's just awesome. And this song is on one of the first Stan Getz records I bought when I was in high school. And in high school, my first real guys on the saxophone were Stan Getz and Eddie Harris.
Okay.
And who are diametrically like different, really, but that helped. But I just play this. It's a cool song written by one of them Brazilian guys.
Yes. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Stan Getz was a beast, man.
Man, he was.
I mean, he was a lifelong junkie, but he was a real handsome fellow and always looked real clean and clean cut. And,
yeah.
And sold a lot of records on that look and every and sound and everything.
Yeah. Well, that was some good stuff.
Man, it's
Jim Spake, thank you so much for being my guest.
Well,
this
we
morning.
Got through the hard part, Willie, together.
We did, because we are members of what club?
The Explorers Club, and we like to explore whatever comes our way.
That's right. Okay, here comes David.
Dave, get on up in here.
And go ahead, David.
All right, let's rock it.
Support for WIXR and the 2025 Stereo Sessions comes from Independent Bank, serving Memphis, its businesses, and the greater community. You can find more information on how iBank can help you navigate your financial journey and hear client stories at i-bankonline.com.
WYXR and Memphis Listening Lab Stereo Sessions is back, this time with a deep cut from soul history. Join us Wednesday, July 9th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Memphis Listening Lab as we revisit Love Anonymous, the 1977 album by the Masqueraders, released on Isaac Hayes' short-lived Hot Butter Soul label. We'll play the album from start to finish and unpack the stories behind it with the Masqueraders in the building as our guide. RSVP at stereosessions.wyxr.org. This stereo session is presented by Memfo, Via Productions, and Independent Bank, and is sponsored by Shangri-La Records.
You're locked up safe in your bed.